Hey, Sam.
Hey, this is not Sam. This is Chase. I'm the Chief Technical Officer. How are you today, McGee?
Not bad. Not. I mean, I have some personal problems I'm taking care of today.
Okay.
So basically, I was supposed to talk to Sam by 2 o'clock, but some personal stuff came up, so I wasn't able to talk to him. And what are you doing? Who are you?
My name is Chase. I think Sam have basically told you about me, that I will be the one giving you a call and explaining about the process and everything about it.
Process of
For the website that we are basically creating for you.
right. Okay, so now you told me about something about thinking about somebody else about being for the social media part of it. Is that you?
Yes, the social media, the search engine optimization, and before that, there are a few things which I need to discuss to you about the website. So do you have time?
Yeah, I have a couple minutes. I'm sitting outside, just relax a little bit because, after everything I've been through today. Yeah, I have time. What do
Perfect.
we need to do?
All right, so first of all, tell me how's the process going so far? Is Sam is helping you a lot, or everything going fine?
No, Sam's helping me a lot. I mean, we've been back and forth talking and, different puts that we have and what I'd like to see on the website. So everything is working fine. But, so we're supposed to talk about today. He's supposed to show me a, and we don't have to do it today. We can do it tomorrow, probably. Not tomorrow. I'm out of town tomorrow. Shit. I forgot about that. Wednesday, I'll be home.
Okay.
And so I can sit down in front of my computer and my laptop, and we can go through the website itself because he redesigned it for me, I guess, I
Right.
think.
Right.
Right, so hopefully, that turns out right. Then the social media part, I guess that's you.
Yes, the social media part, and eventually I'm the one who's basically working on the development part of your website. So once the design has been ready, I will be the one taking care for the development.
Oh, great. Great. Listen, not to put Sam down. I like Sam a lot, whatever, but sometimes because this company is under my name, but my wife is, she's the one that I made this company for her.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, and sometimes she has a little problem with understanding what Sam is saying. Okay. No, Sam is a good person, and I understand, but she's a different person.
Okay.
But anyways, so.
So should I speak with you about related to some features of the website, or should I
No,
contact you?
yeah, yeah. No, you speak to me. I'm the one that, when the final comes down, it's me.
Oh, okay, perfect. Then you're the boss.
Right, exactly. I don't want to put it like that because it's, she's my wife. I put it like that,
Of
I'll
course.
be in a doghouse.
All right,
I'll be in a doghouse.
yeah. So I have
But anyway, go ahead.
So I have a few things to basically ask you about it, because now once the design will be approved by you, the next phase is the development. And in that part, we will be adding up the features for the website. The integrations and APIs and everything about it. So the plan that you've got, that is already including PayPal payment plan services onto it. So by what methods you would like to basically give the option to the clients so that they can buy it online from your website?
I believe we have the queue. Give me 1 second. Let me bring my wife up. I'm outside my house, so.
Okay.
See ya. See ya. Oye. Where's your grandmother at?
Can you hold on, please?
Then answer me.
I'm on the phone.
This is more important.
What phone?
Who are you talking to? Come on here, then we can talk it. You're talking that phone, this phone, same time.
Okay, go ahead. The what?
I'm sorry, give me 1 minute.
Yeah, you got a four-way, do you, honey?
What?
You got a four-way for a tire.
No. I don't have that.
You don't have that?
No. I have a Come over here and sit down for here a minute. Why? What's going on?
Something happened to Josh had a flat tire.
All right, fine.
Exploded.
All right, listen. It blew a tire. Okay, yes. give me about 5 minutes. Let me call you. Not you. Let me call you right back, my daddy. 5 minutes.
Can you give him 5 minutes and he call you right back? Oh, I call you. Okay. Oh, listen. If no, you can give one of those things and whatever to take the tire out.
Look, I got anything that she needs. I got it. I just need 5 minutes.
Okay. All right, honey. We talk when you get here. All right, honey. All right, honey. Carlos home, too.
I'm sorry, but, you know. All right, I'm sorry. What is your name again?
Chase.
Chase?
Yes.
Like the bank?
Like the bank.
You got my money?
Mike.
All right, so listen. He's the one. All right, explain what you do to my wife, please.
First of all, ma'am, how are you today?
Good, and you?
I am great, thank you very much. So I'm basically the CDO for the company, Chief Technical Officer. I usually take care for the department of the development of the website once it's come into phases. So I was there to explain you the features that we will be requiring to adding up onto the website itself. So I think that you are the one who is going to run the show for this particular business, which is jewelry business. So I was asking McGill that what sort of payment module systems would you be requiring by which the customers can pay you online for online purchases?
The Square,
that's what it is.
Just kidding. Yeah.
But we can also use PayPal too. We're not limited to one process of payment. It's fine using PayPal too.
All right.
Go ahead.
So, see, there are basically four type of payment methods. The one that is already included in the package, that was PayPal. So you can go with the PayPal. That's totally fine. Now, you said Square, right? So we can use Square as well. For that, we have to get an API to get it installed with the website itself. And then there comes the payment module system that is Stripe or Authorize.net. I don't know if you have heard that or not, but that is debit card, credit card, accepting Visa, Master, AMX, Discover.
Hold on. I know I'm going to break you up, but give me 1 second. I got this jet flying over me, and I can't hear you. Why is this freaking jet going to come out of the station? Say that over again. I'm sorry.
No problem, sir. So the PayPal was already a part of the package, so you're already getting that. Okay. To set it up, we have to get the API to get it installed on the website. Then the third option is the Stripe or Authorize.net, by which people can basically pay you through their credit or debit cards, such as Visa, Master, AMX, Discover, any card. And then the fourth option is that you understand the fact many people do not want to put their credit card information on the website, so they instantly go for prepaid cards or gift cards by which they can pay you online, and then they can basically proceed with the order. So that is the fourth method.
Yes, all four of them. We'll go with that.
Now,
hold on a second. It's like Easy Pay and Fast Pay, whatever they call the other things. That's basically it.
Yes, some sort of like that, and Cash App and everything about it.
We got Cash App and Venmo?
I don't know.
Venmo and Cash App are both different things. So if you want Venmo and Cash App as well, we can add that as well.
Venmo.
Venmo
is V-E-N-M-O.
Yeah, Venmo.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we're going to add all that.
I think Cash App is more awkward than anything else.
These are something which is basically the functionalities by which the customers will be paying you. Now, would you be giving your services only in U.S. or people can buy it from any state, any country?
Well, here's the thing. We're only starting right now because we're doing baby steps right now. And we're kind of like feeling around because we usually live in Massachusetts, and we had a business over there, and then when the economy went drop, we dropped. So I'm not trying to overstep my boundaries for now. So I'm trying to just deal with Florida and Georgia.
Well,
I'm trying.
What?
What
about
in Georgia?
Right. Well, in the U.S., yeah, but mainly here, Florida and Georgia, because, you know what I'm saying? Because
it's the closest.
It's closest to us, and it's once we get the feel of it, and if it works out fine, then yeah, then we'll advance more to the whole United States and then to UK, whatever else. But for now, we just want to deal with just these two states because, you know, we just wanted to
try.
I don't want to overstep my boundaries and get in problems what I don't need to get into.
Of course. So I would also suggest you that let's just stick with U.S. only, and then once the business starts making money and you start getting some good paychecks and everything about it, you can expand the boundary out of U.S. as well, like U.K., U.S., Canada, whatever you say.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Right. Now, the next part that I need to discuss with you, let's say if a customer is coming up on your website and he's basically buying an earring, from the website. That is for $300. Then, of course, you would not want that $300 to include the shipping, the taxes, and everything about it. You want the customers to basically have the clear idea that what will be the shipping if it's going from Georgia to Florida, and what will be the shipping if it's going from Florida to California. So it will be $300 plus the shipping charge and plus the taxes according to the state, right?
Yes.
So for that, we have to add the shipping calculator, which will stick with the U.S., and then adding up the tax calculator as well, so that whatever the customer is paying you, that is for the product fee. And once they go to the checkout page, they will get the grand total that will be the price with the shipping and the tax. And that amount would come in your account by which you could process the order easily.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So we will be adding up these two things as well. Now, another thing which I need to discuss about it, many people, if you remember, McGill, once you came to our website, there was a feature of chat where you were chatting with one of our employees.
Yes, and we want that. Yes.
You want that as well, right?
Yeah, because I already had it, but yes, I want that.
Okay, so how many people do you want that chat feature would be giving, like you and your wife, or how many IDs?
Okay, so do we have to have a person, like I'm talking to my wife, or can we have a computerized, automatic one?
See, there are two options. One is basically that you or your wife have to basically take care of the messages and everything about it manually.
Mm-hmm.
And the second option is automatically, which is basically going to cost you more instead of the manually one. But in that one, we can set it up a system in a way that if I'm coming up on your website, I will be basically getting, first of all, the message, which is a welcome message that thank you for coming in to Cologne Jewelers. And then from there, what are you looking for? You're looking for earrings, jewelry, necklace, whatever. They will send the category. So there will be a robot, which will be assisting that particular customer to find the exact jewelry item which he or she is looking for. So that is the complete automatic system, and you and your wife can let us know what will be the questions that you need to ask from the particular client just to basically get the idea of what he's looking for or she's looking for.
Right. So here's the thing. I'd like to put that into the system and everything else. That would be good because you're not going to be around it all day. You need to be in there like 8 hours.
No. It's not like that. Let me just explain to you that if you go with the manual route, then you don't have to basically keep the laptop open with you 24/7 just to know that if the customer is sending you a message or not. Because right now the live chat is basically so much important, and it's extra feature-wise that if somebody is texting you from their laptop and you don't have a laptop open for the chat, then all the messages will come directly to your cell phone or your wife's cell phone, whatever will be the one taking care for the chat responsibility. And then you can reply them as a text message, which will directly going to go them to their computer screens.
That'll be fine. That'll work.
Okay. Now, the fifth option that I would like to basically discuss it with you, that how would you be adding up the particular products, or in the future, how would you be changing the stuff by yourself? Do you or your wife have any particular information on back-end coding or code words that needs requirement to get the website changed?
Right. So here's the thing. My wife knows a little bit because we're using WordPress now, right?
Yes.
Right. So she knows a little bit about it, but she might need some guidance in doing different things. Mm-hmm. So I might need somebody to help her out with that.
All right. So for that, I have two options for you. Either you could get the maintenance plan in which 24/7 a person will be involved with you day and night, that if you need any changes, anything like that, he or she will be the one who can help you with it. Or the other option is that if you would like to take the complete control of your website in your hand, then you can upgrade the platform from WordPress to PHP, by which everything will be easiest as ABC. Any of you use Facebook?
I do.
You do. So whenever you have to change your profile picture, you just basically click on your picture. It gives you the option to upload a new image, and boom, the picture is done. So that is an easy process, right? So the same way, if we go ahead and upgrade your language from WordPress to PHP, then you can basically change every single thing, add the products, delete the products, change the prices, change the content, add the blogs, change the shipping costs. Okay. You can pretty much do everything on that particular part. But for that, we have to upgrade the existing WordPress site to be PHP development. And I'm telling you all these features because we are at the building stage and we are moving towards the development, so by which we could go at the right track.
All right, so what is the difference between WordPress and that?
PHP?
Is that two different platforms or different?
Yes, there are two different
programs.
So two different programs. So in WordPress, what happened is that some of the features you can do it easily, but for some features, you need to learn back-end coding, the computer language. So you have to basically put the slash, the hyphens, the commas, and everything about it just to basically get the system changed. But in the PHP, it will be more easier for you, no matter if you know anything about the website or do not, because with the help of the language upgrade, we will teach you by bringing you up on Zoom sessions that how you can add categories, how you can add products, how you can do everything. So we will train you with the language upgrade as well, or else the first option is the maintenance plan, that if you could go for the maintenance plan, you will have a dedicated person who can help you day and night whenever you need it. But I think right now, as you have a lot of products, and maybe in the future, you will be getting more products. So instead of giving this personal responsibility to somebody else, you can take the complete control of your website by just upgrading the platform.
All right, so that's fine. Long as my wife can learn it and do whatever the ABCs and be able to do it. So we'll go in with that new program.
Okay.
We'll change over to that.
All right.
All right, and then no, everything's the same. I mean, all right, so price-wise, are we talking about a different price or are we talking about just
Let me tell you what was in the price and what is not in the price. So the PayPal is in the price, right? And then as far as the other things are concerned, Square, the debit credit, the prepaid and the gift card, the Cash App, the Venmo, shipping calculator, text calculator, live chat feature. Mm-hmm. You said that you would like to go with the manual live chat, right? Not with the automatically one, but I'll give you both the prices and then you can compare. Whatever you prefer, we will go with that particular route. And then for the language,
I don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. Can we go with the manual and auto?
Of course, you do have that option as well. So you can check
because,
in that
Because sometimes she now might be able to get to her laptop or her tablet.
Perfect. So we can do that. And by that way, it will be a good idea. Why? If the robot is basically making any mistake, you can basically come and enter and correct it.
Exactly. Nice. I like
all
that.
Right. Now we have also discussed about the language upgrade, or else I've given you the option for the maintenance plan. So the maintenance plan for the website is already there in the existing package of yours for the next 60 days. So I think paying again for the maintenance plan would not be a good idea, but the better way would be to upgrade it from WordPress to PHP, by which The functionality is the system would work more faster. The platform will be upgraded. It will help you to go ahead and make changes and everything about it. So can you please stay on the line so that I can see the prices and let you know about it? For the 8 features that we have discussed, about Square, debit, prepaid, Cash App, Venmo, shipping, tax, live chat, automatically, and the manual and maintenance, not the maintenance plan because it's already there for 60 days, but the language upgrade. So can you please stay on the line so that I can check the prices and let you know about it?
Yes, please.
Right, thank you very much for staying on the line. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, just to correct myself, the maintenance plan that you got in the package was not for 60 days. It was for 12 months.
Right, I was going to say that, but I'm just going to leave it right for a minute.
No problem. So do you have a pen and a paper handy so that I can write down the feature and their prices so that you're on the same page?
Yeah, we are. My wife is right in front of me with a paper and pen.
All right, so ma'am, please write down, first of all, Square.
Square.
Then below that, write it down, debit, credit, and then in the bracket, all the cards like Visa, Amex, Master, Discover.
Very cards. Mm-hmm.
And then below that, write down 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year.
1 year.
1 year.
3 year.
Three years. Eva, this is fun. You need to go play with stuff.
Where?
Over there.
Okay.
Give me one second.
1 year,
3 years, and 10 years. What's wrong with you?
1, 3, and 5.
1, 3, and 5, sir. All right, go play over there, please.
All right, now.
Eva, this is fun.
Yeah, now below that, write down prepaid and gift card.
You're breaking up.
Type down prepaid and gift card.
Prepaid. Gift card.
And then below that, write down Cash App.
Cash App.
And then write down below that Venmo.
What?
Venmo. V-E-N-M-O.
Venmo.
And then below
that,
below that, shipping, shipping calculator.
Shipping calculator.
And below that, text calculator.
Say it again.
Shipping.
Tax calculator.
Tax.
Yeah, tax calculator.
Mm-hmm.
Then below that, live chat, manual, and automatic.
Live chat, manual. M.
Automatic.
M-A-L.
And
manual, M-A-L, just M-A-L.
Manual.
And automatic.
And then below that, write down 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year.
Under the same one.
1 year.
1 year.
Three,
and
five.
And 3 and 5.
And then the last option is language upgrade from WordPress to PHP.
Upgrade from WordPress to PHP.
Yeah. All right. Now, let me tell you why I have said you in the debit card and the credit card 1, 3, and 5 years. Because debit and credit are basically an yearly charges subscription-based services. And so as the live chat, automatic, and manual is the yearly subscriptions, 1, 3, and 5 are the options. Rest of them are on a one-time fee. So now from the very top, Square, the one-time installation fee for Square will be $499.
$499?
Yeah, $499.
Well, what?
$499.
I know, $499 for what?
For Square.
We have a Square. $499 to do what? To install it into the program?
Into the program of the website so that by which you could collect the payments. You do have an account with the Square, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a
If you did not have the account, then... Sorry?
Let me back up a minute here. You're saying $499 to get installed the Square in the program.
In the program.
Why?
Sorry?
Why?
Why? Because it basically takes the APIs to get it from Square, which you will be having with the account. We will go ahead and we will create a function by which different methods could basically charge or get the payments approval by that particular way. And only your Square account will be getting the payments into it because there are so many Square accounts, so you don't want your payment to basically go in anybody else's account, right? So we will simply going to fix it in a way by which only your account setup would be taking that place.
But isn't that just a program? Just in...
We'll just be on this. I mean, you ask for...
All right, fine. No, I ask for it because it's just a program.
Yeah,
just...
sure. Of course. Yes, you have the complete right to basically ask me everything.
Listen, we have a thing with Square, so we already have a program with them. I mean, we have an account with them.
Right.
So to put this account with Square...
Right. But to install, but to install it, that particular account to the website need to have a functionality that needs to be built.
A security thing. So let me say this. So if something goes wrong with my program, whatever, with the Square for $500, basically it's $499, it's like $500. Is the company going to back me up on that?
Of course. It's a one-time fee for the installation and everything about it. So until or unless you do not basically give out the credentials to somebody else who you don't trust, then everything will simply going to go fine. So you need to make sure that the Square credentials are only in within your particular parameters. And even though once we'll be going ahead and connecting your Square with the website, we will keep you on the phone with the Square administrative, who will give us the final key to install it on the backup program.
Basically, what you're saying is that as long as nobody knows about the Square, the password, whatever it is, it is all good. And then it's secure.
Yeah.
So if it gets hacked by any chance, they're going to take care of that part. Right?
We and, of course, the Square, because from our end, we're just basically linking the Square setup onto the website itself. So if anything happens to the Square account, then we can only do this, that we can remove the Square from the website existing until you basically get it back from Square, and then we can reinstall it free of cost, because that is why it's a one-time fee for the installation for Square to get it installed for lifetime on your website.
There you go with that. Fine, that'd be good. We'll do that.
All right. Now, debit card and Visa, accepting Visa, Amex, and Master, and Discover, you have write it down 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year. So 1 year will cost you $550. 3 years will cost you.
Okay, so you're talking about I have to pay money to use their system that you're going to be putting into my program. And I got to pay that much money to use their system?
To use their system, so by which you can get the transaction going through smoothly, because they do basically charge some sort of an amount. And it's not only you, it's basically every other company. You name any big particular brands, whatever system they've been using, they pay the one-time installation fee, and then they basically use their particular service.
All right, so we're talking about, now we got we're talking about almost $500 for the Square. And for services to use MasterCard, Visa card, whatever else, we're talking another $500?
$550 for 1 year. If you go for 3 years, it's $700. And if you go for 5 years, it's $900. So the more number of years you go, the better prices they give.
I don't understand. Well, no, if I'm using their, you know, their system, you know, I got to pay money to use their system.
Because
I don't understand that.
Let me explain you that, sir. You're basically using a third-party system just to basically get the transactions from your website so that other people in all over the U.S. can basically use their primarily cards to pay you online for the product that you are selling.
Right, but I'm using their card, MasterCard, Visa card, whatever it is, and I'm paying money.
It's a third
to
party.
Use it.
Let's say that if you open up a store, right, then for the payments, you basically get a vending machine, or you basically get a machine by which you could swipe up the cards. Then for that particular machine, they charge you for a separate fee just to basically install it in your system so that you can use that particular machine to accept all the cards. So the same way on the website, we have
to add they get a percentage of it.
Yeah, they get a percentage of it, but they do charge you for the installation of the program, because it's not only them, we're basically charging the particular fee for that, but the functionality which will be working on the back end of the website, it needs to be created, which is why the price is coming up this way. So I'm explaining you everything so that you're on the same page.
No, I understand. I don't mean to be rude or anything else. I'm just thinking about now we're going from $1,500 to like almost $3,000 or $4,000.
I'm just explaining you the features, whatever you have asked for, and then whatever features you need right now, you could go with them, and then whatever you do not need it, you can always add it up in the future.
All right. So for now, we're going to do – okay, so go ahead and continue with the next one.
All right. So 1 year was $550, 3 years was $700, and 5 years was $900. You got it?
You got it. Samara.
What happened?
What? It's a bumblebee.
I don't care what it is. And she's scared.
All right, go ahead. Write it down.
I got it.
You got it? Now, ma'am, below that you have write it down, prepaid and gift card. So that's also a one-time fee for lifetime, which will stay there on the website. That is
$150. Gift card. Prepaid. All right, let me ask you this question. All right, we're gonna go from WordPress right here to what is it called?
PHP. That's a language.
PHP. Right here. PHP right there. So that's like C++. Listen, it's the program.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so. Let me ask you this question right now, because if I decide to say, okay, I'm going to fire you guys and go with somebody else, That website is still mine, right?
The website is basically still yours. You will have the complete credentials of it and everything about it.
Excuse me?
The website will be yours, as we will be giving you the complete ownership right and everything about it upon completion, so that you can basically make changes and do everything, whatever you would like to do.
All right. Yeah, that's what I needed to hear. So it's mine.
Of course. 100%, sir.
Okay.
So whatever you're saying, even though whatever you're basically getting for the website, like the features that I'm explaining you right now, are also yours. Mm. It's not something that once the website is finished, these all will be removed or anything like that. That is why I'm clearing everything, that whatever are you paying, is it a one-time or an yearly fee? So whatever prices I'm giving you are basically, most of them are one-time fee for lifetime, just to basically add it up to the website, and then you can take care for that for the rest.
All right. You got everything cleared down? Cash App.
$299. I would not suggest you Cash App, to be honest, because many people do not use it, but you asked me for it, so that's why I'm just giving you the price.
Okay.
Okay. I understand. And there's a lot of people that have a hack in Cash App.
Right.
So, my socks.
PayPal and debit card.
We already have a script. All right. So, tell me what you want to do.
I think I like the debit card and credit, and you like Visa card and MasterCard.
Yes, of course.
Oh, and credit card.
Mhm.
Sometimes people don't like credit. So I don't know why.
No, that's fine. We all go with that. Okay. So the credit cards and Visa, MasterCard. How much is it gonna cost me?
I've given you the prices. 1 year was $550, 3 years was $700, and 5 years was $900.
So we're going to price. So that MasterCard is very good. So it wouldn't be 1 year now. This is a test thing. This is not, you know, I'm not going to go out that far when I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Okay, so we're going to go with the credit card, MasterCard, and Visa cards.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm gonna add that on there.
Yeah. First of all, I think I should give you the complete price list of the plans that I've given you, and then we can discuss which one is more important for you and which is not, so that we can keep it for the option. Because of course, you are starting this business off, so I just wanted to basically keep you in the budget so that everything is going smooth and fine.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. So the next one is the Venmo. You have written down Venmo. So for the Venmo, the one-time installation fee is
$349. Okay. What is Venmo?
I show you. It's like Cash App.
Okay.
All right. Now for the shipping calculator, this shipping calculator would work for all 50 or 51 states, from Washington, D.C. to Union or Alaska, Hawaii, anything about it. And the system will automatically collect the shipping charges according to their particular state, city, and zip code. So for that feature to be built up and added up, this will going to cost you
$799. What? All right, go ahead.
All right, now the text calculator. Now, we are on the text calculator. So the text calculator for all the 50 states, because each state have different text rates, so the system will automatically detect and automatically approve the taxes and everything about it. And that's also one time for lifetime. That will be $499.
Which one is that one?
Calculator.
Tax, is that a tax calculator?
Yeah, tax calculator, sir.
And then the only one you were talking to me before was UPS.
Yes.
$700 and something.
UPS, DHL. FedEx, whatever you want.
Oh, no, you're going down. I'm not doing $750 for it. No.
Right, but if he's giving you the best.
I understand that. Just write it down first.
I know.
That's a lot of money.
All right, now we are on live chat, which you want. I'll give you separate prices, live chat manual, and then automatic, and then I'll give you the combined price as well. Or do you want me to give you just the combined price because you would like to go with both?
Combined price.
All right, combined price. So I've you have written down 1 year, 3 year, and 5 years, right?
Right.
So 1 year will cost you $1,050 for the chat.
Okay.
3 years will cost you $1,500.
Okay.
And the 5 years will cost you $1,600.
So let me ask you this question, because now I'm getting a little bit. What am I paying for this? I paid $1,500 for this website.
Right.
And now I get all these other things that have to go with it. And now I got to pay more stuff to go with it.
Let me tell you. The $1,500 that you paid, that includes the website designing, the development, the deployment of the website on WordPress platform with the PayPal feature, with all the products, categories, unlimited changes and revisions. Now, these all extra features... which I'm explaining to you, I've asked you personally, like, which one would be recommended for you and which one you should go with, because right now, the business that you're doing, of course, you don't want any client to come up on your website, and if they would like to use debit card or credit card, and you don't have that particular functionality, you don't want to lose a sale. So same goes.
No, I don't want to lose a sale, but I'm right now, like, I paid $1,500 to get this website up and getting going, and now you're telling me, $5,500 for this, $700 for that. I'm like, I thought all this stuff was included in the website.
Sir, actually, the website plugin.
Even the Square itself is just a program.
It's a program, but to integrate the program, it needs effort, right? I'll give you a quick example regarding to your business. If you have a gold brick, right? And if you have to basically make a chain out of it, you have to pay for that particular person who is basically building that chain out from that particular gold thing. So the same way, we have to create the functionalities according to the way you want it. And these are not something which you have to do or do. These are just the recommendation. And I would only want you to go with some of the features that you really need right now. And once the business starts rolling and once you start making some bread and butter for you and your family, because this is the reason that you're starting up the business, right? So I don't want you to spend all the things on these particular plugins and APIs, but these are something that you can always add in the future and just go right now with the features that you're getting.
All right. So for now, we're going to just have to do with what is that new program you're talking about? HPI, what?
The PHP.
PHP. PHP. All right.
All right. So now the last part was the website upgrade from WordPress to PHP. What are the features? What are the benefits that you're simply going to get out of it? The website will work faster on PHP platform as it's upgraded, and you will have the complete control of the website. You don't have to hire a developer, nothing like that. You can change anything on the website. We will give you the back-end dashboard where you will be able to basically make categories, delete categories, add products, change prices, do anything that a developer can do, you yourself can do it by sitting in your home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you have already initially paid $1,500 for the website. So I'm not going to go ahead and want you to basically pay for the complete PHP file. But do you have a laptop with you right now? Can you go to google.com?
I'm outside. Okay. So to convert my WordPress to PHP, how much is that going to cost me?
That is what I'm coming up. If you can go to google.com for 1 minute so that you're on the same page. You can go from a cell phone as well.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to my laptop inside the house.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah, what is that?
All right. Go ahead.
What?
four-way?
I don't have a four-way. I already said that.
That's not what you told me. No,
I don't have a four-way.
You have something that would be able to help take off the lug nuts on the tire?
Yes, I do. But right now, this is important to me, so I need to deal with this.
Okay. Now,
tell your mother to get her butt over in here.
Yes. The only reason why I'm asking is because the tire place closes at 5 o'clock, and it's 3:30. If you can maybe give me some type of direction, I can get it and send Mom in here.
Okay.
Do you know
yeah.
how
fast? All right, give me 1 second. All right, what do you need?
I need something to be able to take the tire off of the car.
All right, go on back in my car right now. Right back there, there's a box in back there that has all anything you need is inside the box. Close the box very slowly so they're going to come out.
Okay.
There's also a drill type deal.
Okay.
That there, you can take that with you.
Okay.
And that will take the lug nuts off the tires.
Okay.
And then you can change the tire.
Okay.
Are you going to change the tire or you're going to get the tire what?
We're going to take the tire off, go off the street to the place, and have them switch it out
right.
and go back to
and
the
back of my car is everything should be there.
Okay.
And tell you how to get it brought in here.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Okay, you say Google?
Yeah, google.com.
Come on, man. Today's supposed to be my day off. Give me 1 second, please. All right.
Now, you're on Google, right? So write down how much does a PHP website cost? Website cost. Now, once you search
I'm
it,
sorry.
And if you, once you.
I'm sorry about that. It's just been a long weekend for me. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay, so I'm here.
Now, if you scroll it a bit down, you will see people also ask, and then there's a question which say, how much does it cost to build a PHP website? So if you click on that, can you read it?
I will let you give me 1 second because my wife has this on images, and now I just.
Oh, okay.
The base list, that list, guys. Go for it. Including matches. Cost. Go for it. Masculinity. No, not that one. Virgin tire. No. Cost.
started paying for treatment.
You facing any issues or any trouble?
No, I have issues. Paul?
Yeah, Peter, Henry Peter.
And a diamond,
how much does a PHP website cost? And once you search it, then below you will see people also ask, and then there's a question mark by Google. How much does it cost to build a PHP website? If you click on that, it will give you the answer.
Sorry.
Is this your cell phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm going to send you a screenshot as well, meanwhile you're finding it, so that if you don't find it, you can read it.
All right. There's 10 best website builders have a site in 5 to 10 minutes.
Sorry?
No, I'm talking to myself. I'm sorry. And then... So you need to go in here, sit on here and do this, because I'm really ticked off right now. And...
Why?
Find that site he's talking about.
Find what?
How much PHP website costs.
Is he your son?
I can't see. My glasses don't freaking work.
If he's your son, let me speak to him so that I can guide him.
We set up your website for $149.
Mm-hmm. Right, how much does PHP website cost?
That's what you put, how much.
Okay, so.
Well, yeah.
You have to search it on Google. I've sent you a screenshot on your cell phone if you're having problem finding your glasses.
I know that point. So.
McGill, did you got a text from me?
My wife is doing it. It's a text and the computer left house here.
This is another one. Oh, Nemo. No. He said he got a text.
Yeah, I sent you a text, ma'am, on 904-518-0882. It's a message for the picture, a screenshot. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
18890. What's the number again?
I've sent you on your number. 904-518-0882. Did you got my text now? I sent you. Hey.
Okay. Yeah.
You got it. Now, do you see the picture above?
That's not it. That one right there.
Jason?
Yes.
Okay.
Says hi.
Yeah, say hi.
And that's it. Right there. That one there.
All right. I've sent you a picture message. Do you get it?
Yeah, okay. Give me 1 second. All right, here. Here we go again. Another one. Come on, man.
I gave it once my last.
I know I see it, but I don't, you know, just freaking fall apart.
I know.
I'm close to it big time. All right, here. See in the bottom on the top here? All that dot on the top there, that top toolbar light, kind of, type all that in there.
Are you not receiving the picture that I sent?
No, I got it. Just give me 1 second. She's typing it in.
Okay.
Open.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm almost done. Okay.
Is your cell phone connected with the laptop?
No. Yeah, we're connected. Just give me 1 second. She's having it in. She got it.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Open it up.
Yeah, but this is 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not what it is.
Not giving a price. All right, next one. On that one. How much does it cost? All right, so, bottom line, how much did it cost me to get from HP WordPress to PHP?
All right, you are asking me?
Yes.
All right. So usually, I'm not going to give you a regular price considering you're an existing client, but to go ahead and upgrade it from WordPress to PHP, it costs around $5,000 to $7,000, somewhere around that. But as you've already paid $1,500, I'm going to upgrade the complete website from WordPress to PHP and only $3,000, and I'm going to minus the $1,500 that you have paid. So the remaining that will be left, that is $1,500.
And that would be just to change from one program to the other program, not including the MasterCard or anything else.
Yes, that is just for the WordPress to PHP upgrade, by which your website will work faster. You will be able to basically manage the things on your own. You don't have to hire a developer. Everything will be there. Plus, the training part of the website on Zoom session would be there free of cost in the same price. Regular prices are $5,000 to $7,000. It's on Google as well. But I'm not going to ask you to basically pay that much amount. So I'm going to make it $3,000 for you. And in that, I'm going to minus the $1,500 that you've already paid us. So the remaining would be $1,500 if you go with the upgrade.
To change from one program to another program. And that's not including the credit cards or any other apps or anything else. Just to change from one program to another program.
Let me do one thing for you. If you upgrade the WordPress to PHP, I'm going to add the Cash App, the Venmo, and the prepaid and the gift card in the same price. So the prepaid and the gift card was $150. The Cash App was $299. The Venmo was $349. So you don't have to pay all these three fees. I'm going to include that in the same $1,500 with the website upgrade.
There's another $1,500 that I paid for this website. I just started out, and it was $1,500 from the start. So now I've got to add another $1,500 to it. Just to change over to PHP, which I never heard about before. I'm
but
sorry.
How is,
and
is
then,
it have the same features? I mean, I know that the PHP probably more advanced.
Yes,
more
it is.
But, you know, you don't know how to
play with that. I don't know how to play with that. I never even heard about it.
See, that is basically a language, and this is one of the most advanced system which is in the market right now. Even the Google system is being built on PHP. So you can see that how trustworthy the PHP platform is instead of WordPress. And whatever features you have in the WordPress, you will have more advanced features in the PHP. That is why the price is more, and that is why people are charging $10,000, $15,000 for the PHP platforms. Because in the WordPress, nobody can basically do such advanced changes that you can do in PHP as easy as ABC. So in the WordPress, you have to learn the back-end coding, computer language, and everything about it. But with the help of the PHP, You don't have to do anything.
They do it for you.
No, the program is supposed to be easier for you to manage, is what he's trying to say.
I want it to be easier to deal with.
Yeah, but now I'm going from 15 to $3,000. I don't, you know, not the money, it's just the thought about going from one thing to another thing. That's somebody else to worry about. You hear me? Are you here?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm sorry, I got another call coming in.
Who is it?
I don't know who it is. It's like,
let me see.
Nobody.
And sorry?
All right, so is there anything else you can do for me for that? Because it's hard to swallow right now.
Okay.
I mean, we
all right. So, see, in the upgrade, what I said that I'm going extra mile for you guys, considering the situation, and in the same 1500 with the upgrade of the PHP, I'm going to get you the free prepaid and gift card option, a free Cash App, and free Venmo option. So that is something which is saving you another $700. As far as the shipping calculator, text calculator, a live chat, debit card, and credit card in the Square, that is something which is on top of the $1,500 that you need to basically pay if you would like to add that feature onto the website. If not, you can always add them up in the future. Or you can just go with the features right now, and you can upgrade the language later down on the road, whatever you feel is fine.
Give me a favor. Can you right now text me that information to my website? What did you just say?
To the
info. My email. Yeah. So I can look at it.
With the complete prices and everything?
Whatever we just spoke about.
Sure. Just give me 1 minute, okay?
Yeah. I gotta look at it. It's like, man. Man, it's only going from 1500 to like $3,000. I got the money. I'm just not going to freaking know. I didn't get the $3,000 in my pocket because I'm being stupid.
I'm not going to mind on that, dude. I was going to say something. And I'm thirsty. I get it. I get it.
So how long have you, okay, has it been an hour and a half?
Sorry? Your email is info@colonjewelers.com, right?
That's correct.
What? spending money. Dala, ¿abierta que no hay nadie?
¿Ah?
¿Aquí no hay nadie? ¿Tú?
Can you check your email, please?
It's info.
Yeah, ma'am. I've already sent you the email. Can you refresh your inbox?
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just doing nothing here.
It will be from my email. That is chase@orbitdesignagency.com.
Oh yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just went to the guy's room, so he'll be back quick.
Am I on a speakerphone?
Yes. He can hear you.
All right. I can hear you as well. So see, these are all the features, ma'am, which will surely gonna help your business go successful. Because of course, considering the website set it up and going live, and if somebody would like to use PayPal, you know that people have their different preferences, right? So people mm-hmm. would like to use their prepaid gift card. Somebody would like to use Venmo, Cash App. So we never know the customers will use what. So having all the features on the website would be a good idea, by which you are not losing the sales and people are now going away from your website just because that you don't have a PayPal or you don't have debit credit or you don't have Square or something like that. And of course, the live chat mm-hmm. will help your website to engage with the customers who are coming up. So if they have any query or if they have any questions about the website, the automatic bot can help them. And as you will be having the manual access as well, you both can basically be engaged with the clients as well. As far as the shipping charges and text charges are concerned, you know that in U.S. there are 50 states, and each state have different tax rate, different percentage. So if we go ahead and calculating all of them, then of course there will be a mess. So instead of that, we create a functionality that will simply going to work just fine, which will give you peace of mind that whatever money is basically been coming in, you're basically getting it. And then you are not paying out of your pocket for the shipping and for the taxes that the customer had to pay.
That's the thing with that.
See, let's just first figure out, McGill, what features are you interested in, if I may ask? I have sent you the list.
Mm-hmm.
You printed it out?
Oh, yeah.
Write it out, so I can see it.
Get out of here, you two nosy dogs. You guys don't know me. What's your favorite?
Yeah, take it on something.
So, no, but I was thinking, the square out, we need it for the debit and credit card.
All right, so let's do this.
So now, then we can have, like he said, we can have anything else.
So, let me ask you this question. Once you get in, once the website's up and going, whatever, this or that, and my wife is able to get into the website and learn how to do stuff on the website.
Right, and we will train her during the process of building up the website. I will be with her on the Zoom phone, Zoom calls, video conferencing, so that I can explain her mm-hmm. how each functions work and how she can manage the complete website.
Yeah. How much does live chat cost?
Sorry?
Live chat.
The live chat?
Automatic.
Yeah, I've already sent you the prices, live chat and automatically chat. 1 year was 1,050, 3 years was 1,500, 5 years was 1,600. That will give you a Google bot on the website, so by which you will be able to basically have the complete conversation for the client automatically. And if you would like to chat with the client by yourself, you can jump in and you can take the conversation.
So we got what? Cash App, Venmo, and Tax Calculator. Tax Calculator and UPS and... Tax Calculator, what is that? UPS and...
Tax Calculator is basically going to be calculating the tax onto each item depending on the state, city, and area. And then the shipping will be basically done by USPS, DHL, FedEx, whatever you say.
So that actually does all the taxes and the shipping.
Yeah, so the shipping calculator do the shipping thing. The tax one calculates the taxes.
I'm sorry, but
I know.
Shipping calculator. We have a shipping calculator in ours, right, don't we? And we put our own amount on there for shipping. And then our taxes, the taxes we can't deal with. We taxes are just taxes. You need to deal with taxes. Taxes is like, you know, it is what it is. Taxes. But the shipping part of it, shipping calculator. We have that, don't we?
I don't know.
We set up our own shipping calculator. In other words, say we're going from here to Georgia, right? We have our own thing for shipping, right? All right, so what I'm going to do is
Can you get another day to think about it, look at it, and respond back?
No, I'm fine. I'm trying to process it. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. I would like for us to be already out.
Where one time fee, it includes a square, and it's only a program that we can add. Debit, credit card, Visa, whatever the fuck, and Master or Discover. I'm sorry, I'm just having to take it. All the things that have been happening this weekend is like unbelievable. Debit card. I'm, you don't understand. I'm really sorry. I'm really
agitated. Okay, let's deal with that, please.
You know what I'm saying? Right. All right, let me ask you this question. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so these things you're talking to me, Cash App, Venmo, shipping calculator, tax calculator, live chat, automatic chat. Can that be added later?
The shipping calculator and the tax calculator and the live chat, of course, can be added up later.
Is that not a,
give me 1 minute, then let me be your expert for right now and explain to you what features you should go for right now and what you should skip. And then I will see in my things what's the best I can do for you in terms of the pricing. So if you can give me 1 minute. Can you both hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. The number one option, Square, you already have an account, so I don't want you to waste that. So let's just go with Square. That is $499. For the debit and credit, as it's a new business, I don't want you to go for 3 or 5. Stick to 1 year, see how the business work and perform, and if you're getting good revenue, you can always upgrade from 3 or 5 after 1 year. So that is $550 for 1 year. Now, the prepaid gift card, the Cash App, the Venmo, you're already getting it free with the PHP upgrade, which is $1,500. As far as the shipping calculator is concerned, or the tax calculator is concerned, See, once the customer is coming up and paying you online for a product, they need to know the shipping cost. They need to know the tax calculator. And, of course, you at your end, McGill, you don't want yourself to basically pay for them with the shipping charges of intensive of the product price. So let's say if the product was for $200, then we are not charging them the shipping charge or tax calculator. Then out of that $200, you will be the one who have to take care for the shipping and the taxes. And I'm pretty sure you don't want it. So let's just go with the shipping calculator and the tax calculator as well. So that is $7.99 and $4.99. And as far as the live chat is concerned, I want you to skip the live chat for right now because you can always add that in the future. And by that way, you can save $1,050 or $1,500 or $1,600, whatever you want. So if we just go with the features that I've said, the total is coming up $3,847. The best I can do for you with all the feature except of the live chat and automatically chat, I will do a $2,500 flat for you. Now we're going to save you $1,347, and that's the best I can do for you.
Right, and that minus the $1,500 I've already paid, right?
No, that is not including with the $1,500 that you've already paid. Because
right,
the
PSP, let me
tell you where the confusion is coming up. The language upgrade from the WordPress to PHP was 3,000, but I've mentioned 1,500 after removing the 1,500 that you've already paid to us. So with that, the total price was coming up 3,847 with all the features, Square, debit card for 1 year, the prepaid card, the Cash App, the Venmo, the shipping calculator, the text calculator, except of the live chat and automatic chat, everything was going in. The total is coming up 3,847. And I'm going to make it 2,500 flat for you, including the upgrade of the website and all the feature, and that will going to save you 1,347 more. That's what I'm saying. Because I have never given this type of discount to anybody else, but I know that if this project goes well, then for sure, we will be working on your second project as well, which is the construction website or maybe anything else.
I got like two more projects to go with this.
Yeah, so that's why I'm helping you with the right solution so that you can go with it. Mm-hmm. And then we could be having ease of mind that everything is going smooth and fine and we are on the same page. So by this, you will be getting all the features that you need, plus you're saving 1,347 more, which I'm just going to have to basically put it down from my personal expenses from the company funds just to basically add the functionality so that it could work and you could start making some bread and butter for your wife because this is a gift for you to your wife by your side. That's what you have said. So let's just basically consider it as a gift and keep the ball rolling with the features that she really needs.
So right now I have to put down how much more besides the $1,500 I just put down?
$2,500.
$2,500. Beyond the 15, I just put in there. To change it from one program to another program and then put all the ads onto it.
Right. If you have the calculator, you can calculate it by your side. But according to my calculation, it is.
The only problem that I have is like, the social media part, being out there, that people know that I'm here. That's the thing that I have a problem with. Because you're telling me you're going to have this, going to have that, and now you're going to cost me over $2,000 to add just to change over to a website. And then now I'm talking about how the people out there are going to know who I am if they don't know who I am.
All right. So for that particular part, there are two ways. When you came to our website, you went to Bing.com, you typed in website designer, and that's how you find our company. So that website designer was the keyword that we were using. So for that, we can do the marketing for you, but that is something once the website is done, we have to send an application to Google.com, and then they will once response it, then we can start the marketing. Before that, we cannot start the marketing because first, the website needs to be published so that they can approve it.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand all that. I understand what you're saying. But now, okay, so I'm going to pay this money for this for now, and then to do the social media part of it, Facebook, Twitter, whatever else is out there, I got to pay money for that too.
I'll give you the best deal on that. Don't worry. Because even right now as well, you haven't asked me for the discount, did you? You did not, right? But considering the situation of what we are basically going through, I think that these all features are necessary and you do the best as well. So the total was coming up to $3,847. Without even you asking me for the discount or your wife, I've straightforwardly given you the discount of $1,347 and made the flat price of $2,500 so that we can go ahead and add all the functionalities and the features, because I don't want the customers to come up on the website and without having a single feature loosed out, they're just basically going without buying anything.
Okay, we're still going back to the social media part. Well, you know, I mean, I started with one thing, now I'm going into something that's totally different.
All right, let's just do one thing. In the $2,500, I'll give you 3 months of free social media marketing. Are you happy now?
How are we going to? That's my question. Is that
sure? Let me explain you how we're simply going to do it. You ready?
I'm here.
Perfect. So first of all, we will be going ahead and creating your social media accounts, which will be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google. And then we will go ahead and run 2 posts per week on each network, 2 on Facebook, 2 on Twitter, 2 on Instagram. We will do the content creation. We will create the business page optimization. We will do the social media strategy, and we will give you the Facebook like campaign as well so that more people can come and they can come up to your place. We will ask you your preferences. What will be the target city? What will be the target area? You can give us the mile radius, that this is the mile radius you would like to target the audience for. Then we will only going to target those people just to basically bring them to the website, to your social media pages. And every month, we will give you monthly progress report so that you could see that how the progress is going on. And I'm pretty sure once 3 months is going successful, of course, you will give me a call, and we will go ahead and do 3 months, 6 months, 9 or 12 months once again for you, so by which you could get more business. That is why I'm giving you the 3 months included in the same $2,500 so that you could taste the social media services as well without even investing anything onto it, including all the features that we have discussed.
All right, so $2,500 for this now, beyond the $1,500 already fixed.
Right.
Okay, so here's my thing. I pay $1,500 for a website that has not been developed yet. That I don't even know. I want to see the platform, some that looks like, you know, the website, basically. And that's all I see. So it's not really, it has not been developed. It has not been nothing. It's just the front page. I paid $1,500 for a front page. So now let me give you $2,500 to transfer that from WordPress to PHP. Right?
And sir, the $1,500 that you paid is on WordPress, which means we will be giving
All I have is a front page. You show me the template.
But before going on to the development phase, that's why I was just giving you a call to know that if you have any extra requirements or features, and you actually did, whatever I asked you, you said yes on it, so we have to basically add it. So whatever was in the package, like the 1 year of maintenance, the PayPal, the development of the website, everything has been there. So these are all the extra things that has been coming up, and still the social media that you said that we have to discuss about it, which was an extra cost, I've managed myself to add it up in the same price, so by which you don't pay anything extra apart from the $2,500, and that is not only to upgrade the platform from WordPress to PHP, we are adding up 9 functionalities. That is Square, debit card, credit card, the Cash App, the Venmo, the shipping calculator, the text calculator, the maintenance, the language upgrade as well, and also the prepaid and the gift card part as well. So these are total 8 to 9 functionalities that we are adding up, plus the 3 months of paid social media marketing by which we will be bringing in the clients towards this particular platform so that you can basically get well-known in the market. And once the 3 months expire, You will have the complete monthly progress report, statistics, and every information that what exactly we're doing. And before creating each advertisement, we will send that to you or your wife. And once you accept it, only at that particular point, we will be going ahead and publishing on your Facebook, on your Instagram. Plus, we will give you the access of your Facebook, of your Instagram, that if you or your wife would like to post anything on your behalf, you can also do that.
Basically, the $1,500 I gave them to for cause is WordPress.
Right.
Is out the door. Right?
Right, sir.
So the $1,500 I gave them for WordPress to do this website is out the door.
So the $1,500 that you paid was for the WordPress, and if you still would like to continue with the WordPress, then you have to basically learn the back-end coding or your wife so that she can make the changes, or else you could go with the maintenance plan of it. But the best solution that I gave you is not just going to give you or your wife the access to change or edit the things, but your website will be more advanced, more better looking, more features will be there, and advanced features.
Bottom line, how much did it cost me?
Sorry?
Bottom line, how much did it cost me?
$2,500, sir. That's the bottom line from my side. Because without even you asking for any discount, I've already basically did my due diligence to revive off the $1,347 and gave you the 3 months of paid marketing. Trust me, if you haven't asked me how much does the social media marketing cost. You did not, right? But it cost us $349 every single month to run it on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter just to bring the clients. And you're not paying that. That cost is already involved in the $2,500.
I understand what you're saying. So the social media part of it.
Yes.
How long is it going to run?
3 months.
3 months. Okay, so in 3 months, if I don't get no activity in my website, whatever, because of social media and everything else, would there be able to add another 3 months until I do what I need to do?
Once the 3 months will expire, with the progress that you have got in the 3 months, if you're happy, we can sign you back in for another 3 months or 6 months, whatever you say. But let's just try only the first 3 months, see how we work, how we progress, how we give you benefit, and then think about to go for the 6 months, 9 months, or 12 months.
Fine. Okay. So here's another thing I needed to say is that I don't just sell earrings. I sell chains. I sell a lot of other stuff. Pages. You put all these pictures and all this information into this website. Mm-hmm. What's that going to cost me?
If after the upgrade or before?
Everything else, but I have, right now I have 856 different earrings I want to put on it.
Okay.
I have chains. I have bangles. I have a lot of other stuff I want to put on there. All right, so.
No more cost.
No
more cost. I will do that for you in the same price.
So if I had like 4,000 pieces I need to put on there on my website.
That's
how much would that cost?
I'll do that for you. That's fine. Before going live, whatever changes, whatever products you would like to add, we are ready to do that for you.
All right. So I got 4,000 products I want to put on there. Right.
Right.
And information, whatever. Before it goes up, because I'm not going to put this up until I'm satisfied everything's on there.
Right.
Everything's in the same charge?
Exactly. Same charge, sir.
Right. So, say that, okay, everything goes up and ends up in the air, and then 1 month later I decide that, okay, I want to add another product to it, another 300 products to it. How much is that going to sell me?
All right. See, the best part is that, like, once the website language has been upgraded, and once your wife will be having the complete control of it, she can basically do the job by just adding up the CSV file of the products onto the website in just an hour. 300 products can be added up with the CSV files in just 1 to 2 hours. But if you allow us to go ahead and add it up for you, you're already getting 12 months maintenance plan in the same price. So we will be more than happy to assist you in the next 1 year.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me talk to my wife. All right.
All right.
Thank you. Sure. No, I just paid $1,500 for a website. And I haven't had a key. All I see was temp.
Sorry.
That's all I see was temp. So now I'm going to pay $2,500 to take it off WordPress to put it to PHP. You know what I'm saying? So I just paid $1,500
a month
for this.
Right.
For this. $1,500 for a template I just looked at. Right? Not a website. That's what we developed and everything else. $1,500. So, what am I at right now? Then another $2,500 to take it from WordPress to PHP. Another $2,500. So, we're talking what? $2,500, $4,000 for something that I have not even seen?
Yes, I
understand that. You know, I'm trying to, I just, the $1,500 part is the problem I have with.
Yeah.
I paid $1,500 to look at 4 templates that he sent me. Templates. What's that done up? Templates. $1,500.
Sir, can I interrupt you for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
The $1,500 that you paid for is not only for the templates. We can still work on with the development of it. But right now, as we are going to the development part, this is the right time to upgrade the particular platform to PHP if you want. And then the $2,500 that you're paying is not just for the WordPress to PHP. It is including 9 features that we have talked about, the Squire, the debit credit, the prepaid, Cash App, Venmo, shipping calculator, text calculator, including the 3 months of paid social media marketing.
It's okay.
I don't mind. I got the money to pay for that. It just, what bothers me is the $1,500 I paid for this.
Which I've already taken it out from the PHP development. The original cost was $3,000 just for the PHP, but as you have paid $1,500, I minus the amount for the PHP to $1,500 only. If it was not, then the total would not be $2,500. It was $3,847, and still out of that, I've waived off $1,347. So I've already taken care for the $1,500 that you've paid for. It's not getting wasted. It is getting upgraded in the same PHP platform.
That's right.
I'm going to try. I just want to be short.
That's what I'm looking for, progress.
I don't mind for you to give, but we need it.
Fine, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with that, right? And then I need my wife to be totally in control of everything.
Of course, and I will show you the progress. I promise you on that you will not going to regret this particular upgrade, and I'm going to assure you that Sam will simply going to work faster than before. And if you need any assistance, I have sent you a message from my text before. You can save my number. That was my cell phone. You can call me anytime if you face any problem.
All right. You know what? I'm the person that, like I said to my kids, We take baby steps. I want her to learn it. I want her to know it. And baby steps. I don't need that. I don't need the website to be built like in 1 week or 2 months. Or I just need it done.
Right.
All right. So, okay. So we're going to go with that.
Perfect. So should I go ahead and use the same card that we have on file? That is the MasterCard ending at 6237?
Give me 1 second. Let me look at it.
No, that's it.
That's the other card.
That's a decent
card. This card, you sure?
Yeah.
Then you're going to have to transfer this to that. And I hope I don't regret this.
You will not, sir. I promise you on that. Baby steps, as you said.
So you got to try to transfer.
You need to transfer from that to that.
Can you just log it in? No, you can't.
No.
Let me log it in here. Hold on. Can you sit in here?
Let me log in. I'm not allowed to have a cigarette. Can you hold on for a minute?
Take the phone with you and try to log in.
No, he's good. He's just waiting for you to transfer money and then send it.
The card is not really top. Can you go get it for me?
The safety box?
No. I'll pick this up and we put it all the time. I just got to transfer the money from his personal account to the business account.
You can use a different card if you want.
You can use another card.
Yeah, you can use another card. It's not have to be the same card. We can use different card.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me tell him that. He's in the other side of the house. Hey?
Sorry. Yeah. No, I need it in my business card because I need it to be documented. I don't know what this is. I need to use this.
You make it difficult for me.
Let's see which one is which one is that one. I'm sorry.
The one which I have on file, that is the MasterCard.
Okay. What is the last four numbers?
Ma'am, it's 6237.
It has to be the business card. It cannot be in.
Listen.
Okay, go ahead.
Please, let me.
Go ahead, deal with it.
6237. That's what you said, or 1635. No, that's what I want. This is your new card, isn't it?
Yes, that's a new card. Your one's folded up. I got rid of your one. Your one's like garbage.
1625.
All right, give it 1 second. You can transfer the money so you can send it to you, okay?
All right. I'm on the phone.
How far did I throw you?
Oh, gosh.
Go ahead. It's going to take you a minute anyways. I don't know. They don't want anything.
All right, I think Billing sent me another card. We have two cards for you. The other one is ending at 1675. That is also a master.
Okay. I'm going to transfer that money.
Okay, I don't keep money in his card.
Okay.
Or I transfer money from one side to the other side because
sure.
You never know what's going to happen.
Even I also have my two cards. And I also shuffle it around, likewise you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 1675. Mm-hmm. If I kept my eggs all in one basket, I'd be broke.
Can I have my glasses,
sir? I'm sorry.
You're welcome to wear my glasses.
Sorry.
Okay.
Transfer. So, where are you calling me from? Where do you live at?
San Jose, California, sir.
San Jose?
Yeah.
Oh.
California. Oh, I want to know, because if this doesn't go through and this should get all fucked up, I'm going to come over there, Jesus.
I will call you personally. I will call you personally. Don't worry.
No. Believe me. You got, like, what is this, GPS? Exactly. His phone number?
Stop that.
I got a bro lives over there somewhere.
Stop.
Not San Jose. Where are the other town he lives at? He's with the Sinos, right?
Can you stop?
Or Latin Americans.
How much
yes.
is it?
$2,500, ma'am. If you want to pay $3,000, I'm okay with it.
$3,000? You want $3,000?
No, no.
You find me amazing with the circle, you get
$3,000. No, I said if you want to pay $3,000, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, if I'm okay, you send me a message with the circle.
Then I'm fine with $2,500, sir.
Yeah. Let's go with $23.
Nice.
he choked on that one.
Okay, anybody choked.
Mm-hmm. 20 for anyone.
My stop.
He sounds like he's like Spanish. You got access to him.
He's not.
No.
Where you from?
I'm basically from Australia.
Australia. Okay.
Oh,
UK.
No, it's not in UK. No, it's not in UK. It's basically out of UK. It's have like the separate country. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many kids you got?
Mike.
I just got married last year, sir.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, okay. Just
thank
wait.
You. Thank you.
Just wait. I got 5 kids.
All right. So how is that been going? Let me just get the experience.
They're growing. They're already out of the house.
Yeah, out the door.
Yeah, I was with you on the phone for about like 2 hours, so I know what's going on.
What do you want me to do? What am I doing with this? Well, you have the car? Here, you do it. 5 kids out the door. You know, like the rental place, $2,500 out the door.
All right. So is it done, ma'am? The transfer is done?
Yes.
Which
He's
car?
Doing it right now.
It's the one 1675.
One.
And they're gonna send you a check. You make sure that.
Right. Can I finish?
Okay. Wow.
Let me know once it's done so that I can tell my billing to proceed with it, and they will send you a paid invoice as well.
Oops. Too much.
It's been a bad weekend. Yeah, about a 3-day weekend just and like.
Well, the current device is giving you a hard time.
Oh my God, so much.
I'm ready. It's like those same. I'm ready when you're ready.
Yeah. Thank God for the Jews. Happy holidays.
Let me ask you this: like, are you guys like importing the jewelry from somewhere else, or you basically are making it?
No, we have a manufacturer here in the United States.
Oh, okay.
We buy it from somewhere else.
All right.
Yeah, got them for a long time. Mm-hmm. Got them for a long time.
Yeah. Well, this should have panned out, but I'm going to show somebody.
We have to fix that and see. These people can, oh, you don't want to pay ABC.
What's that?
You don't want to pay ABC.
sorry. Are you done with the transfer? I was waiting for the confirmation from your side.
I don't know if you heard me, but I say I'm ready when you're ready.
Oh, yes, yes, I am. I am. I'm ready, man.
Okay, ready for the card number. It's 5348.
You should have it already.
Yeah, I have the card. Would you like me to use the 1675?
Yes.
All right, let me just use it. Can you please stay on the line so that I can give you the confirmation?
Invoice,
of course. Just stay on the line so that I can let you know if it went through or not, all right? Please stay on the line.
Okay, okay.
I see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, actually. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's dark gray.
You sound like those, the Joker.
Really?
Stop, Rachel.
Sorry.
That's creepy. Stop.
Sorry, I can't.
Thank God they don't care about that, because otherwise they would have got the phone one time and go, oh, the whole
thing. Listen, I was thinking about, what the hell? Standing there, yeah, because it's my wallet. I'm talking about the Grand Audio, we'll go over to the field over there, and how they call that. People who shoot our guns at.
Oh, back here?
Yeah, over there. Great. I'm figuring out.
Okay.
Just take our guns over there and
get started. Yeah, I know. I know we're talking about. Back here behind the house.
Yeah.
To go down there with her?
Yeah, we're here to take hers and mine and Josh, and we go over there and.
Can you verify me the card number?
I do with the card. Oh, this is for me. 5348.
Do you have it?
Can you just?
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
6000 6000. 1882 1675. Can you stop that?
Expiration.
Excuse me.
427.
Back three numbers.
421.
And the billing zip code is the same, 32210?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just give me 1 minute.
He's 25 years old,
is there? Listen, it's nobody's business. Can you stop? Mm-hmm. This is, your card is right there.
Yeah.
You know, I get mad when somebody asks for that. Where are you living? How old are you? It's all you need to do is just ask it. Can you give me a social number?
She gets us a bitch, I'll tell you.
You. Oh, the truck is unlocked.
I know, but we lost 1 minute.
And now that it's going to rain, then what? You need that truck.
Oh, lucky it's not snowing. There's a nail on him.
So you're going to do the thing tomorrow? I can help you tomorrow.
Do what?
To put everything in the truck.
Shit, I forgot about that. I've seen it like 3 or 4 times already.
But
in different cars.
Really?
Yeah.
But, and I should have bought a black, huh?
No, I'm white. I've seen white cars on that, because that's whiter than the car itself.
Because the car is pearl, it's not white.
Yeah, we got pearl. But it looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you pay a little, put it in there, and then you scrape it. We didn't even know to take the ice out of the window.
It's out of the window. Yeah.
Thank you very much for staying on the line there.
I don't make it, please.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the payment went through, and congratulations for that. The invoice have also been sent out to you, and I'm just going to go ahead and start the work on the development part, and Sam will be sending you the changes before today or by tomorrow so that we could be on the same page, all right?
Okay, now I was going to ask a question about, you don't have to do anything with the website, though.
They're changing from WordPress. They're not going to use WordPress.
I know, but what kind of, when you guys said about how many?
Changing the picture.
Wait a minute, please. That's not a question I want to ask. When they're going to they say how many items, is that mean by category or just items?
It doesn't matter.
Right. McGill is right, so it doesn't matter, like categories, products, whatever you say.
Okay.
So it's all included.
Exactly.
See,
I got like 3,000 freaking...
Yeah. We still got more to add, but we want to be sure first.
Right. I'm not going to pay more to add pictures and programs. Add pictures and information to that category. So we have different categories. We got rings, we got chains, we got bangles, we got toe rings, we got all kinds of different things. I'm not going to pay more money to get all that stuff put on there.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Exactly, sir.
I'm going to do that.
You're going to show you how to do that. Everything's included.
I hope it's easy than WordPress.
WordPress, well.
Well, it was easy for me.
Well, let's see how this PHP works out, because I never even heard about that.
Why I have a little problem is, for example, if you add a chain, and let's say you put a picture of one chain, I cannot have the other ones. Like for example, the link of the next one.
You're talking about if there's a chain that has a certain thickness and width.
Well, they put it.
It has one link on there that says, "Listen, you have one picture for this picture." They say a figure. Picture
right.
of a figure. Right. So on the left side, they say a figure, picture of a figure. Right. On the left side has a toolbar. It says length, width.
That's what I want to know.
And thickness.
I don't know how to do that one.
Well, they're going to show you that.
I know WordPress. I was looking at it.
Right.
That's
what we need.
Has a name, has an attitude, something like that.
Right.
I don't know what it
is. So, see, for that kind of functionality, do you have any reference website that you can show me so that I could have better understanding?
Yeah. Okay. Go to rollerchange.com.
Roller Change?
Royal.
Royal Chain.
Royal Chain.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You can go on there, too.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so if you go into it, see?
To go in the chain. It says figure.
I know, I understand. Go down to it.
All right, so you want me to go down?
No, I'm talking my wife.
No, he can go to the chain. I guess he has it.
All right, so if you go to chains, click on chains. Click
on
any chain. Any chain at all. On the left side, you see the different.
What do you mean? Change the L change.
Right. A row change.
This is bracelet.
Right. You go into chains on the toolbar on the top.
Change to necklace.
Listen to me. You go to the toolbar on the top, right? It says chains.
Right.
Click on chains. Then it goes down, and you see all these different chains.
Oh, you can.
And then in the left side, you see. Go back.
Wait a minute, please. I want to go to the chain exactly, because I see.
You were just there.
No, they were showing me bracelets and.
Right, but it's the same thing for bracelets and.
Okay,
chains.
This is. I got it. I'll be here in the chain. This is what I'm talking about.
Fine. Okay, so now you go to the left side, bracelets, chains, whatever.
Yeah, right here.
Nate, let's say, wait a minute. If you click in a search bar, Figueroa, let's put it this way, Figueroa, and you change, and you click in the change, you can see the first picture there, and then in the right side,
mm-hmm.
says Figueroa 100. It's like 07, which is the link. And this is the part I want to learn how to do that.
Length, size, or whatever.
Yeah.
And these, because the length and the size, stop moving around, please. The length and the size has different prices.
Yeah.
It's a figure.
Right. They're basically using a functionality that is called like filter administration, FPS.
Oh.
Yeah. So they have basically filtered down with the length, with the metal type, with the color, and the carat of the gold, the chain type, necklace
exactly.
type. They are basically using multiple different functionalities just to basically get it done.
And I like the way they have
it. Right. So that's what we need. So
like the quality.
Is that going to be in our system?
We don't know. They're going to tell
that's
us.
That's an app. That's the thing that goes with the website. That's what I need.
The thing
yeah.
is that, like, this is something, the features that we have talked about, this is something which is, again, in another feature, and it's not, like, very basic feature. You can see the intensity of it. It is just giving you the right amount of length for that particular product and everything about it, because they have more than 4,000, 5,000 products. So each product...
I understand
needs,
that.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is that I got this one chain. I'm showing one picture of this chain. And then you, on the right side, you're going to choose from that little toolbar right there your length, your thickness. If you want white gold, regular gold, 14 karat gold, 18 karat gold, all in that one toolbar. Is that what I'm going to have?
Okay.
We don't want to do this right now.
See, we have to, again, I would not simply going to say something which is not going to be done. So this is something which is an extensive feature, so we have to basically add it up. I can try to basically mimic it in a way without any additional cost, but if you need the exact same thing, then for this particular part, there will be a cost for it.
I just paid $1,500 and $2,500. Now I got another cost for this.
Mammy there?
It's a toolbar. It's a website.
No, it's okay. I can learn to do that. You know?
See, that's
right.
What I'm
yeah.
saying. I will try to basically mimic it as much as possible the way you guys wanted it. But just to basically get the same thing, like the royal chain have, then we have to add the functionality. But I'll try my best to add up at least two or three filters by which the customers can basically search the product for, and then we can just go from there, okay?
All right. My same question again.
Nice.
I have this chain in front of me. I'm trying to pick it, right, from this toolbar on the right side. Yeah, I want it 24 inches long. I want it 4.8 millimeters wide. I want to have a claw coupling on it. Am I going to be able to do that?
All right. On the existing website, I will add some of the feature, but to be the exact same thing, we have to basically create this particular part.
Right.
And then I'm going to pay for that too.
Sir, if you would like to know the truth, then that is basically a yes.
Yes, please. Just let it go. I can try to figure out how to do it. That's it. They're going to have a filter from there and those things.
Ma'am, whatever I could help you with, I will do that for you. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Come on, you
can
do that. Come on.
No, because this is just a simple.
Oh, my God.
All right,
sir.
I just...
Stop already, okay?
No, I'm getting actually. I paid $1,500, now I'm paying under $2,500,
right.
And now I'm talking
no,
about
I
the toolbar, and I'm just trying to figure out how to... I'm not unprofessional. I got money I'm putting out there.
Sir, but the money that you're paying down, I'll be very respectful for it. You're not paying it for anything extra. You're just paying for the features that we are basically showing you and telling you about it. If you would have told me this particular part before, when I was asking you about the features, I would have told you the cost of this as well. But as I said, just to be on the same page, I'm going to try my best to basically do whatever I can for you in the same price that you'll pay so that you don't pay anything extra. But if you want it to be exact same specified, like the category, the shopping, the price point, the length, the metal type.
I'm sorry, let me break you up, bud. The only thing is that about, because you also change, so change, right? There's two bar on the right side. It's going to ask you length, width, and if you want yellow gold, white gold, anything else. It's just, that's all it asks you. And then at the bottom, once you pick those three options that you're going to click on, then you go to the bottom and say, okay, add the shopping cart.
See, for you, it's easy because you're just basically seeing and doing it. But when it comes to creating it, this is where basically all the time is basically taking place. But I'll basically try my best to edit up one or two filters for you so that we're on the same page, okay?
So when you're saying about filter, you're talking about add-on, apps, basically just adding something to something else.
Right, because, yeah, right.
I know
it's difficult for you because you haven't built the website for yourself, and of course, for me as well.
I understand the thing. I'm not, you know, if you want me to come build your house, I can build your house. You only come rebuild your car, I can rebuild your car.
Website, right.
I can't do it, but I don't do that.
And
I understand what you're saying.
And that's what I'm...
Understand my point.
Right.
I pay $1,500, not $125, and I'm just asking for something that, because it changed, it's just like that. You're asking for, like I'm going to buy you, go to your jewelry store, and I want a 24... I want a 20-inch ring, chain Figaro. I want 4.8 millimeters wide. I want a lobster claw clapping on it. And then you're going to tell me, oh, we don't got that.
Let me tell you. Once we're simply going to add the products on the website, of course you will give us the description that what is the size, what is the millimeters, what is the length, what is the width. So once the customer will select that particular product, in the description, everything will be mentioned of what exactly they're looking for. But to filterize all the items, like let's say you said 4,000 or 8,000 products, right? If only 1,000 are chain and you want me to basically go ahead and segregate the length and the width or the white gold chains.
I don't mean to cut you off. It's one program that this one program we'll go through all the chains. There, it'll be one program saying, because all the chains are just chains. You understand what I'm saying? They all have lengths, they all have width, and they all have claws or not claws. And they're all like that.
All right, then, I will do one thing for you. I will just basically do the chain part the way you want it, but please don't ask me anything else apart from this because I know because we have people working on an hourly basis. So we have to basically pay them just to basically create the functionality. Likewise, you can build the house, you can build the car. I cannot do it because I don't know about it the way you want it. So likewise, the same for the website. You don't know anything about it, and I know how hard would it be to basically build this functionality up, which looks easy for you, but this is not your fault because you don't know about the website part, so that's fine. I'll do the chain part for you in the same package.
Because the thing is that everything else, thank you for that. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything else. But those three functions that I'm talking to you about, length, width, and the claws, because there's two different claps. Claps is the one of like a lobster, the one's a regular one. And that's just one program. That will go with chains. That will go with bracelets. That will go with ankle bracelets. That one program will take care of all three
categories that are like 1,000, 2,000 items.
But, sir,
that's one point. Let me finish, please. That's one program to go over those. So that one program will plug in or filter in to each different category because it's all the same filter into each one because it's all basically the same. All we're asking you is thickness, length, and what kind of a clamp you want, which is the end where you put your chain together. That's all it is.
All right, can I?
Are you telling me that 3,000 chains of whatever it is that has, I'm asking you, okay, I have this chain that I want to figure out a rope, whatever it is. I want this thickness, I want this length, and I want this clamp on it. Three different little programs to go on there. You tell me that cannot be done?
It can be done. There's nothing in the world that cannot be done. But the thing is that program that you think that is so easy to be made, if I basically sit with you and start working on that program, it will take me at least 3 weeks to build that particular program. Because the things are looking easy to you, because this is why the website is being created. If you see the Royal Chain website, then the way it has been designed, it is just because that the filter part has been there so that the customers can basically buy it easily. But the functionality of the website that has been created, because this website was being built with one of the companies that I rarely know, so I know how much time and effort they have put it in. So for you, it's easy to basically let us know to go ahead and do that. But when it comes to building up the program, it takes 1, 2, 3 weeks and a lot of efforts to get it right done. Because the product is not only 10, 15. We are talking about 1,000, 2,000 products.
Yeah, but it's the same product for each one of them. It's the same product. All you're doing is just adding a picture to it. Same product, different pictures.
See, for that particular part, I can only go ahead and I can do what is in my regards as the CDO for the company. Whatever the chain parts you have, I can only segregate that in the filter part. Anything else, if you told me to go ahead and do that, trust me, that would not be possible. It will be an extra thing because the cost which is involved in this particular system, which I've already done for you, I know that you have paid that, so I respect that particular part. But the amount that you have paid is for the features that will be adding up onto the website so that it could work. Now, this thing is an additional part, but still I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do the chain part for you. But as far as the necklaces are concerned, the other parts are concerned, the rings or whatever you have basically said, that cannot be done in the same price.
So, basically, I just talked to you about a half hour, 45 minutes ago. I said, listen, I have all these different items that I need to put on this website.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, okay, we can put those items on there.
Right. We can upload them, we can add them.
And then you said, this is how much it was going to cost. And I did that. And now you're telling me that you can't do that?
Sir, I never said that we cannot add the products, but this program that you're talking about, the filter program, this is something which will simply going to take me 3 weeks. And for 3 weeks, I don't want to – you would understand that particular fact, that we would not want the customer's things to be paid from the company's funds, of course, because this is something which is a functionality that needed to be created. You said 4,000 products, I'm ready to do that, even though I told you in next 1 year, if you have to add any product, anything like that, I will be the one who will help you with it. But if you talk about the features or functionalities of the programs which we'd need to create it, then that is something which, of course, would be an extra thing. It's like a car.
No, I understand what you're saying. And give me a minute here. I close this. Whoops. All right. Maybe you not understand what I'm trying to say. Maybe I'm just going overboard a bit. Okay. When you go to a website, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a chain there, like Royal Chain right now.
Right.
Exactly. How long do you want this chain? I'm going to say, I want this chain to be 20 inches long, right? Then they ask me, how thick do you want it? And they don't even go by inches, they go by millimeters. So I'm going to say, okay, I want 3.8 millimeters three-gallon, 20 inches long, with a claw clap in it. Claw means at the end when you put your chain together, you connect it together at the end.
Right.
That's the claw. Do you ever have a circle that you can connect together? Or one that looks like a little claw, like a lobster claw at the end. That's one program. That's all it is. If they all ask you, just that's it. Okay, so if I go to, let's say, a rope, a gold chain rope, that same program will be there. It's not different programs. It's the same one. It's going to ask me, okay, how long you want it, how thick you want it, do you want a claw, you want no, don't want a claw. So that's a little simple program. So you're telling me that if I put 100 out there, not 3,000, just 100 chains out there, with this one chain, this one program, that's going to ask me three simple things. How long, how thick, and what do you want to connect it to? You're telling me that it's going to take you 3 weeks to make this one program that's already out there?
No, because previously I was understanding a different particular part. Now you have understood me that what exactly you wanted, so we surely can do that.
Okay, fine. So I apologize because maybe, when my stress or whatever you want to call it,
No problem.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got like three different companies I'm flipping right now, and I'm trying to. So we're on the same page right now.
Exactly. 100%.
All right. So that goes with this package, right?
Exactly, sir. It will go with the package. Don't worry.
Okay, fine. You know what? You just relieved a lot of pressure off of me.
Right, sir. No worries about it. And I'm really sorry that I couldn't understand the fact. However, now we're on the same page because, see, table talk is the best ideal place to basically talk and figure out all the things.
Mm.
So I'm pretty sure right now we're on the same page. So I'll go ahead and I'll do the functionality for you.
Right, because back in the days when I was young, I actually did go for computer engineering, C++.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically C++. You know C++, right?
Right, C++.
Right. So what is that?
That's you're going to basically tell me up about it. What's basically the C++? It's actually the construction industry payment. It's circular 1A. They basically train you and certify you for some sort of the administrative kind of C++ kind of stuff.
Actually, it's a bad code how to make a website. From the bottom up, from putting down, from putting your fingers on the laptop to building the website itself. That's what it's easy. Yeah.
Well, right now they don't do it.
Yeah, you guys, no, nobody does that no more. Those are the guys that do the games. Gamers?
Yes.
A real down gamer. Know that program because he builds these games, and you got to know how to say to the program, this guy's pointing this way with the gun, this guy's pointing that way with the gun. You know what I'm saying? There's
right.
A down, like the rig, and I did that back in the years, and unfortunately, I had to get out of it.
No, okay.
Not because of my company. But anyways. That's all I wanted. I'm sorry, I apologize if I came out wrong and everything else.
No
but
problem.
I'm just
no
trying to figure out, this little program that I know that is basically just three different things. Just taught me 3 weeks to build. No. But we're on the same page right now.
Exactly, sir. Now we're on the same page, and I'm really sorry that I couldn't understand the way you were understanding me about it. So I'm really sorry for it. And thank you very much for the complete time and everything about it. So let's just go ahead and work first of all on the designing part. Then I'm going to move your website to PHP. add the functionalities, show you the looks and features so that you can see the progress, and then we'll go step by step, as you said, baby step.
Right. And then what I need to know is that who's going to be the one talking to my wife and get in touch with her, or whatever needs to be done with her?
It will be Sam Jones. Mm-hmm. Or sometime.
Are you going to be calling her, or are you going to be texting her?
He will be able to basically call her as well, or if you want, we can do the texting as well, or emails.
No, because she's not, because I also have grandchild that my wife takes care of, and she's not always at the laptop.
No problem.
She needs to know, and okay, I'm here, I did this, I did that. She needs to
See, I will be involved as well in this particular process. So sometime I will be the one speaking with your wife, or sometime Sam will be the one speaking with your wife, and we pretty much will be able to basically do whatever she is she's interested in, either phone, email, or text, so that we could send her the complete information about it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to let her know that you're going to be either texting her or emailing her, whatever. I'm going to make sure that, because I can have her in front of this laptop all day long.
Perfect, perfect.
Okay.
All right, sir. So anything else before I let you go? Anything you still have in mind?
Not right now. For sure, I'm going to come across something else later. But for now, I'm all good. But I'm glad that we're on the same page with this. And what was your name again?
Chase Miles. Chase like the bank.
Oh, Chase. I remember. I made a joke about that. Okay. I'm sorry about that. How's my money going?
Your money is safe in the bank. Yeah, your money is in the bank. All right.
Hey, what's the temperature over there in Cali?
Sorry?
What's the temperature over there in Cali?
From how long I've been in Cali?
Right? Yeah, you're in California, right?
Right.
What's the temperature?
Just give me a minute. Your voice is breaking up.
What is the temperature in California? You can't tell me the temperature?
No, actually, your voice was basically breaking up. Because I think on the speakerphone. So the temperature is kind of cool. It is basically not like that much. Yeah, it's sunny, it's 76. It's not like rainy, it's cloudy, but it's 76 right now.
Oh, we got freaking 90 over here. Too damn freaking hot. Oh. All right, then. Listen, Chase, thank you very much, and I'm sorry that I got off on you and everything else. You know, it just, you know, it's money. Money is money.
Exactly, sir. Exactly. And I understand the fact that you were not aware of this particular part, but still, you give us the opportunity to do it right, so I'm surely going to take the responsibility for it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to see you in Cali.
No problem, sir. I'll wait for you.
Good night.
Good night, sir. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.